the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. They have co-authored a report, America's Divided Recovery, and among the authors is our guest today on Front and Center, Artem Gulish. And Artem, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you.
This is a very interesting report, and I want to delve into it a little bit. One of the things that fascinated me, Artem, was the fact that out of the millions of jobs that have been created, just 80,000 jobs went to those with a high school diploma or less. Talk about that.
Yes, that is correct. Out of the 11.6 million jobs that have been created in the recovery since January 2010, only 80,000 have gone to workers with high school diploma or less, even though these are the workers that lost the most jobs during the recession. They lost 5.6 million jobs.
So that would lead to the next question, which jobs were created?
So the jobs, even though the recovery has brought jobs, they're not the same jobs that were lost in the recession. The recession has mostly decimated manufacturing and construction jobs, traditional blue-collar kind of jobs, whereas the biggest jobs that are growing in the recovery are managerial and professional jobs in industries such as healthcare, business services, financial services, and education services.
What was also interesting to me in this report, what you found, was that 57% of all wages earned went to those who hold a bachelor's degree. What can you tell us about that?
So this is not over a period of time. This is just currently 57% of all wages go to workers with a bachelor's degree, and that signifies their significance in the economy. So workers with a bachelor's degree or higher basically contribute more than half of all the economic value within the U.S. economy.
So what we have here, when you break it down according to your report, 3.8 million jobs went to those with a graduate's degree, 4.6 million jobs went to those with a bachelor's degree, and 3.1 million jobs went to those with an associate's degree. Can you embellish that at all?
Yes. So workers with any post-secondary education have seen some job growth. So even workers with some college or associate's degree have gained 3.1 million jobs, but workers with bachelor's degree and graduate degree have gained more jobs, especially workers with a bachelor's degree. They have gained 4.6 million jobs, more than any other group by education in the labor market. And then workers with a graduate degree, they've gained 3.8 million jobs in the recovery, but they have not lost on net any jobs in the recession. So they're still performing quite well.
Another interesting facet to this story, for the first time in U.S. history, college degree holders comprise the largest share of the workforce. That's right?
Yes. So in 2007, before the beginning of the recession, it was workers with high school diploma or less who were the largest group in the labor market. They made up 39% of the workforce. And now it's workers with bachelor's degree and higher who are the largest group in the labor market. They make up 36%, whereas workers with high school diploma or less now make up only 34%.
How was this data compiled and from where?
So this data was collected from a server called Current Population Server. It's a server that the government, specifically Bureau of Labor Statistics, uses to report monthly unemployment numbers. And it also collects other information such as demographics and education and occupation and industry of workers.
Were you able to determine if some of the jobs, some of the blue-collar jobs which were lost during the recession, were you able to determine if there are signs these jobs might come back, or is this the result of a changing economy?
So there is some sign that manufacturing jobs are coming back to a small extent. So manufacturing has actually been one of the industries that added high number of jobs in the recovery. They added 1.7 million jobs. The problem is they lost many more jobs in the recession. They lost 2.7 million jobs in the recession. So even though they performed relatively well in the recovery, they're still a million jobs short of where they were before the recession. And we think that's part of structural change that's taking place with the economy moving away from manufacturing and production industries and towards more high-scale service industries in business services sector, healthcare, consulting, and those types of industries.
Among the findings of the report is this: the economic divide, which is very evident with this report, didn't necessarily start with this latest recession. Is that right?
That's correct. This, the production industries have been sort of on the decline for a while. In fact, going back to 1947, industries such as manufacturing, construction, natural resources accounted for nearly half of the workforce, and now they only account for around 19% of the workforce, whereas industries that employ managerial and professional workers such as healthcare, financial services, business services, education, government services, they accounted for only 28% of the workforce in 1947. And they have now grown to 46% of the workforce.
In the compiling of this report, Artem, was there any indication as to which job fields will grow over the next years?
So essentially the same fields that we have seen grow in the recovery seem to be the ones with high growth potential. Jobs in managerial, healthcare, and science and technology jobs are the ones that have high growth potential. Although we did not specifically look at forecasts of jobs for this report, we have previously done forecasts of jobs and education requirements. And we see the same industries and occupations come up over and over again. These high-skilled jobs that require analytical and critical thinking and that involve use of technology in consulting and business services and healthcare services, in managerial jobs, in professional jobs, including in financial operations and in education and training.
Well, it would seem to me in reading this report that if you want to get a decent job, a well-paying job in the future in this country, you better plan on going to some school or get some schooling, some education beyond high school. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. From our research, we see that increasingly some form of post-secondary education is necessary for entry to jobs that pay middle-class wages, stable jobs that provide benefits and full-time job opportunities and that pay stable wages. We find that increasingly it's becoming just an entry-level requirement to have some form of post-secondary education.
What else can we conclude from this report? What else did you come away in helping to compile this report?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we see that the economy is changing. People sort of see the cycle, they see the recessions and recoveries, but not necessarily the fact that there are different types of jobs and that these jobs are, these changes in the types of jobs in the market are driven by technology. As technology changes, it enables greater capabilities, and as a result, it replaces some of the routine jobs and the types of jobs that are required. The types of jobs that are growing require much more analytical and decision-making skills in order to help add value. For example, before 2000, most of the information has on the planet has been stored on paper and in analog form, whereas now, since 2000, vast majority is stored in digital form, and this has had impact on jobs such as filing clerks, secretaries, post office workers, jobs that areas that once employed large numbers of people are now becoming less in demand as technology takes over some of these capabilities. And the jobs that are growing are much more require people to work with technology and use technology to help make better decisions and provide better services.
Well, this has been an illuminating report. Before we wrap up our interview, Artem, anything else you'd like to add?
Just in general, we find that it makes a big difference for people, not just to get education, but the kind of education they get and the specific area that they focus on. And we think that it would be helpful to have better information about the types of jobs that are available and the kinds of education they require so people can make better decisions about what to study and what field to go into, with the understanding of both what they want to do with their life, but also with where the economy is going and the types of skills that are in demand.
Artem, you've been very informative today. I can't thank you enough for being a guest on our program.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Artem Gulish, co-author of America's Divided Recovery by the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University.